The Obama administration announced its marine aquaculture policy today, making it official that the federal government will encourage the production of shellfish and finfish in U.S. waters. Any proposal to do so would have to work its way through the regional management councils, and at present, only one council is looking at fish farming. That's in the Gulf of Mexico. Eric Schwab, the assistant administrator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says seafood consumption is growing in the U.S., but that growth is mostly being fed by imported fish, about half of it farmed. The policy clearly states that fish farming must be compatible with healthy ecosystems, and it should complement, not compete with, wild-caught fish.
Obviously, the demand far outstrips, certainly domestically, current production capacities. So from a production perspective, we see aquaculture as being very complementary to wild stock fisheries.
The biggest potential growth area for aquaculture is shellfish. Dr. Michael Rubino, the manager of NOAA's Fisheries Service, says shellfish already dominate the nation's fish farming production, and in the near term, he doesn't see that changing.
You know, in terms of commercial marine aquaculture in the U.S. at the moment, shellfish farming, oysters, clams, and mussels, makes up about 80% of U.S. marine aquaculture. So in terms of focus, of interest around the country, of being able to increase our seafood supply quickly, in terms of contributing to blue-green jobs, maintaining working waterfronts, complementing wild catch, shellfish is really one of the leading opportunities for doing that.
Shellfish farming has been on the rise in Alaska for more than a decade and is widely supported, but finfish farming is adamantly opposed here. Fishermen see potential threats to wild stocks from fish farming. Their concerns include habitat displacement, genetic contamination, parasites, and disease. Noah Schwab says the new policies that were finalized today include safeguards.
There would be guidance to ensure that we don't create undue risk of disease, pollution, or other environmental impacts associated with aquaculture. What we want is good, healthy, sustainable aquaculture that is compatible with these natural systems.
The policies do not supersede any state regulations. The policy calls for cooperation with the states. It also calls for the feds to provide technical assistance in looking for better ways to feed farmed fish.